AI accelerates development, but it's also creating security gaps throughout the process. Think of it as building faster while simultaneously introducing new vulnerabilities. We need to secure every stage, from the initial AI-generated code to the final deployment. Let's explore practical strategies for protecting your AI-augmented development lifecycle. Securing AI development isn't theoretical. This module offers a practical framework you can implement immediately. We'll use the CIS controls version 8 as our foundation, focusing on control group 16. Think of these controls as essential guideposts for a secure AI-powered development lifecycle. They offer specific, actionable steps. A secure development process is your project's bedrock, not an optional extra. Think documented processes, secure design standards, solid coding practices, and thorough developer training. It goes deeper, though. Strong vulnerability management is vital, along with careful handling of any third-party code you use and rigorous testing at every stage. These steps build a resilient defense. The best way to secure your code is to check it from every angle. Think of it as casting a wide net. The more sources you use to find vulnerabilities, the fewer gaps attackers can exploit. That's why it's so important to use a mix of static, dynamic, and software composition analysis. This approach helps you catch security issues early in development. Ultimately, a comprehensive strategy like this is the most effective way to minimize risk. Proactive security means more than just patching. Think of it like this. We can't only treat symptoms. We have to understand why vulnerabilities appear. What coding mistakes or design weaknesses are creating them? Finding those root causes lets us fix the real problem. Then we can implement effective, lasting solutions. To build secure software, you need to understand its components. It's like knowing every ingredient in a recipe. And that's where Software Composition Analysis, or SCA, comes in. It creates what's called an SBOM, a software bill of materials. Think of it as a detailed inventory, giving you complete visibility into all your software dependencies. Developers are your strongest security asset. Investing in their skills is critical. Annual secure coding training is a must, but generic awareness isn't enough. We should focus on practical application, tailor training to specific roles. Relevance is key. Cover common vulnerabilities, yes, but emphasize prevention strategies. Skilled developers build more secure code. Secure systems rest on a solid foundation, 5 core principles. First, least privilege. It's all about access control. Grant only the permissions required, nothing more. Think need to know. Then there's defense in depth. Never depend on just one security measure. Layering protections creates a more resilient system. Finally, fail secure. AI's showing real promise, assisting with code reviews. It's about smart augmentation, not replacement. AI shines by automating the finding of common errors and security risks. Keep in mind, it's not perfect. Complex logic or subtle design issues? That's where human insight remains essential. AI helps, but doesn't solve everything. Strong cryptography is foundational to data security. It's like building a digital fortress. To protect data, applications must adhere to strict cryptographic rules. We can only use approved and tested algorithms. Custom cryptography is risky. It's usually full of vulnerabilities. Effective key management is also essential. Speed is essential, but security can't lag behind. Shifting security left means integrating testing into the CI/CD pipeline. Instead of waiting until the end, static analysis, or SAST, runs the moment code is committed. This catches vulnerabilities early. Think of it as finding issues when they're easiest and cheapest to fix, preventing headaches down the road. Environment separation, it's all about creating strong boundaries. Think of them as firewalls between your different data environments. It's vital to keep production data completely separate and untouched. Never use it directly for development or testing. If your test environments need realistic data, anonymize the production data first. Techniques like masking, tokenization, and pseudonymization are what will help protect that production data. To stay ahead of threats, think like they do. Penetration testing does just that. It's ethically hacking your own systems to uncover weaknesses before malicious actors can exploit them. It's more than just a one-time check. It's establishing a white hat hacking program. Plan for regular tests both inside and outside your network. Aim for, at minimum, annual assessments to maintain a strong security posture. To keep security proactive, consider threat modeling. It's about anticipating attacks early, like thinking from the attacker's perspective during design. Spotting vulnerabilities at this stage prevents costly issues later. Frameworks such as Stride provide a structured way to identify potential threats. This helps build more robust systems. Control 16 in the CIS controls? It's all about interoperability. Think of it as the ultimate team player. It's not just about having robust security measures, it's how well those measures integrate with other systems and controls. That seamlessness is where you gain major efficiencies and strengthen your security posture. Documenting your secure development processes is powerful, especially when tailored for AI teams, because it's not one size fits all. For vulnerability management, prioritize using CVSS and EPSS. They help focus on the most critical risks. Pay extra attention to software dependencies, especially those suggested by AI. Secure coding training is also key. Your team needs to grasp the new vulnerabilities that AI introduces, so invest accordingly. Hopefully, this gave you some valuable perspective. I appreciate you taking the time to explore this with me. I'm happy to answer any questions you might have. Your questions will help us solidify our understanding. Please feel free to ask.